Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. We greet you on the broadcast in the name of Jesus. We're excited to be here to share with you the Word of God. I'll tell you, God's Word is working mightily in those who are hearers and doers of it. Today we're going to begin to share with you a series of messages on the subject of following the Lord. Following the Lord. A lot of people think that they're following the Lord just because they go to church. Going to church doesn't make you follow the Lord. You follow the Lord when you walk in line with His Word and do what His Word says about following Him. Luke chapter 9, verse 23 says this, "And He said to them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Those that follow the Lord, He says, if any man will come after me, they're going to have to deny themselves. The first thing that you need to realize is if you're really going to follow Jesus, you got to deny yourself. You are not your own. You've been bought with a price, the blood of Jesus. You now belong to Him. You're not to walk in your own ways anymore. You're not to walk in that soul realm directed life anymore. You are to deny yourself. You are to walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. If you deny yourself, you're going to be denying the fleshly desires. You're going to be denying wanting to do what you want to do and being led by your feelings and making your own decisions independent of the Word of God. The people that walk in the flesh don't please God, and that's a way of life, and that is living a life that is independent of God's Word. You must deny yourself and take up your cross daily. Take up His cross daily. His cross was the crucifixion. And what are we being crucified? What are we crucified in our life? Of course, we're not going to the cross and dying, but there is a crucifixion that goes on in our life daily, and that is the crucifying of the flesh. Those that are Christ have crucified the affections and the lusts of the flesh. We are not going to allow the flesh to have dominion. Those that walk in the flesh are walking after their senses. They're walking after what they want. They're directing themselves from their soul realm. He goes on in verse 24 of Luke 9, and he says, "For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it." This is important. Whosoever shall save his life. This word life is the Greek word psuche, referring to the soul realm life, the life of the soul, or the soul realm directed life. If you try to save your soul realm directed life, you're going to lose the real life, which is the life of God that comes when you walk in the Spirit. But whosoever will lose his soul realm directed life, the same word there, for my sake, the same shall find it. You're going to get the real life of God. You see, you got to deny yourself. You can't walk with the Lord and just do what you want. A lot of people think, well, I can just go and just walk however I want, and I'll just believe that God's just going to bless my steps, and He'll just understand my problems, and He'll understand, you know, when I miss it and so forth. Sure, He understands it, but He doesn't want you to do that. The Bible says sin has no more dominion over you. You can rise up and walk above sin. You can come out of that bondage. What areas of sin are you involved in your life right now? What areas of the flesh have been dominating you? God says it's time for you to put those underfoot. You are to deny yourself, pick up your cross daily, follow Him, get rid of that soul realm directed life, and start walking in the Spirit, a Spirit directed life by the Spirit of God, according to the Word of God, which is spiritual law. You're going to walk by your Spirit in line with God's Word, not in the ways of the flesh. Over in 1 Kings chapter 14, verse 7, He was saying to go tell Jeroboam, and thus saith the Lord God of Israel, "For as much as I exalted thee from among the people and made thee prince over my people Israel, and rent the kingdom away from the house of David and gave it to thee, and yet thou hast not been as my servant David, who kept my commandments and followed me with all his heart, to do that only which was right in mine eyes." You see, the kingdom was taken away from him. Why? Because of the fact that he wasn't doing things right. But here he says the fact that if we keep the commandments and we follow them with all of our heart, which is what David did, then that would be pleasing to the Lord and do the things that are right in His sight. But here, the kingdom was taken away because they did not walk with right with God. Now, kingdom refers to the rule and the reign of God. Well, we've been brought into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I guarantee you, you're not going to rule and reign over the devil and over your enemies if you are not walking right with Him and following the Lord according to His word. You see, they did not follow the Lord with all his heart. You must keep the commandments of God, keep His word, do His word, be a hearer and a doer, do that which is right in His sight, and follow Him with all of your heart. That means your heart attitude. See, He looks at you. He sees the thoughts and the intents, the motivations of your heart. Are you doing what is right in His eyes from a heart that's right with God? Or do you just kind of go through the motions? You know, some people just go through the motions in their Christian walk and just hope that God will just accept them the way they are. No, you have to submit yourself to God. You draw nigh to God, and then He draws nigh to you. First, we're the ones that need to draw nigh to Him. We're the ones that are to cleanse our hands of all sin. We're the ones that are to turn away from the ways of unrighteousness and follow Him with all of His heart. Do that which is right in His sight. Numbers chapter 14, verse 24. Caleb was a servant of God, and it said he had another spirit with him other than what those other spies did that came. Remember the 12 spies, 10 of them came back with an evil report. And what was said about Caleb? It says, "He hath followed me fully." Can it be said of you that today? Have you followed the Lord fully? Well, maybe you haven't in the past, but I'll tell you, today's the first day of the rest of your life. Confess the sins of not following Him. Confess the sins in your life and turn and repent from them. Godly sorrow worketh repentance, a turning, a changing in the mind, and a turning around to walk in His ways. And start make the decision today and start following Him. Follow the Lord fully. It says He followed Him fully. And then it says, "Him will I bring into the land whereinto He went." That's the promised land. And that the promised land, physical promised land in the Old Testament, is a type of the spiritual promised land, which are all the promises of God in our life. He will bring you into possessing your promises in your life, and not only you, but it says, "And His seed shall also possess it." Praise God. This is exactly what we need to do. We've got to have this attitude. I'm going to wholly follow the Lord, my God. I'm denying myself. I'm not about to let myself walk in the ways of darkness. Numbers 32:11, speaking of him, here it says that surely that none of the men that came out of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me. But who's the one that did? Who's the ones that entered in? Caleb and Joshua entered in because they wholly followed the Lord. These guys never got into the land. They died out in the wilderness because they did not wholly follow the Lord. Holy is W-H-O-L-L-Y, the whole person following the Lord. You're not going to enter into your promises that God's given to you, and you'll die out in the wilderness if you don't follow the Lord. Numbers 32:12 goes on, and he says, Caleb and Joshua, the son of Nun, it says that they have wholly followed the Lord. What a tremendous testimony. That's what we want. And again, if you've missed it a lot in the past, repent, turn from it. Make the decision, I'm going to wholly follow the Lord now. What happened? Joshua 14:7-9 indicates the fact that he was brought the word that was in his heart unto the people and said the truth about how they could go up and possess the land. And he, in his testimony, he said, "My brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt because they spoke an evil report." They brought back a negative, a bad report. But Caleb brought back the good report. He says, "But I wholly followed the Lord my God." And he went forth, and it says that he was going to take that land. "The land wherein thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever." Why? Because thou hast wholly followed the Lord. That's what God said to him. You're going to possess your inheritance in Christ when you wholly follow the Lord. He said, "Give me this mountain. I'm able to go up and drive out these enemies and possess it." And you know what? He got blessed, and he went and he possessed his inheritance. And that's what God will do for you as well. You need to make a decision. I'm going to wholly follow the Lord, and I'm denying myself. I'm not going to walk in my ways anymore. Those are the ones that truly follow Him. You know, when Jesus picked His disciples, He said, "Follow after me. Follow me." And that's what we need to do. And you think of it just as physically following Him. Well, they were doing that, at that dispensation. But now he says to you, follow me. Well, how are you going to follow him? You're going to walk in his steps. You're going to walk in his ways. You're going to follow him, being led by the Spirit, and do what he wants you to do. Matthew 4, verse 19. He said unto these disciples, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And boy, straightway they left their nets, and they followed after him. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. If you're really following the Lord, God is at work to make you a fisher of men. If you're a follower, you're gonna be fishing for men. That means you're going to be a soul winner. They left their nets. They started following in those ways. They quit doing what they were doing in the world and following after their own pursuits. And they began to be a fisher for men. God wants you to become a soul winner. He wants you to be a dynamic witness for the Lord. You are to stand up and let your light shine. The Bible says, shout the truth, shout it from the housetops. Preach the gospel to every creature. If you're really a follower of Jesus, you should be witnessing. If you don't talk to anybody about Jesus, then how in the world are you really following him? If you're following him, you are preaching the gospel. You have been given a commission, a great commission, to preach the gospel in all the world for a witness. You're to preach the gospel to everybody you come in contact with. That's why you ought to carry tracts with you, pass out tracts, and talk to people about the Lord Jesus. You know, there may be someone right next door to you, or someone who is at work with you, or someone you know that they may not live long. They may die, and they may go to hell because of the fact that they haven't received Jesus. You need to witness to them. If not, the Bible says if you won't warn the wicked, there his blood will be upon your hands. It is our responsibility. We've been reconciled to God. You're bought with a price. You're not your own. Quit walking in your own ways. If you're following Jesus, it's time for you to make a quality decision. I'm going to follow him and preach the gospel boldly as I ought. You have been entrusted with the word of reconciliation, the word of God. And he's given unto you the ministry of reconciliation. He wants you to go forth and preach the gospel. Get involved in following the Lord and go out and start sharing the truth with others and lead them to the Lord. And I'll tell you, people will be coming to the Lord and you will be excited. You'll have peace. You'll have joy. And you'll know that you're really following the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see you on the next broadcast and talk more about this. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.